At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warmer from the low, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Tensico Seats with myself, Craig Hughes, and now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast for you. It's in the second segment. Going to be going in depth on what we're seeing in terms of the SEC and these new coaches, along with the possibility of G.G. Jackson going to South Carolina with Tobias Bass. He does a great job over there at The Athletic, and while he's over there at The Athletic, along with following college basketball, does a great job on the recruiting landscape. So we're going to be taking a look at what G.G. Jackson can all wind up bringing to South Carolina, if this winds up improving their outlook or not. We're also going to be diving into just how guys in general that have reclassified have wound up looking over the years, what the consensus is with that regard. And then we're also going to be asking him about his thoughts on some of the other teams that wind up making moves out there in the SEC, if that winds up putting them in a position of success or not. And then speaking of reclassification, we wind up seeing Amani Bates wind up moving over to Eastern Michigan. I'm going to be asking him his thoughts on the outlook of Mr. Imani. So I'm going to be having that great chat. And then in the coming days, you're going to be hearing me from the beautiful state of Hawaii. Going to be taking a little bit of a vacation because, well, college basketball news and notes, it is a little bit more dry. I wound up recording a few interviews Saturday night. So we've got those that we've got for you. I plan on doing a little bit of an out-of-order MEAC conference preview as well. MEAC is always a conference I have a tough time being able to find a guest for, and being out there in Hawaii, it's going to be a little bit tough for me to be able to get connected with guests the next few days. So we'll end up recording a few interviews on Saturday, and then I'll plan on doing that conference preview as well. So I'm going to be doing a conference preview for all 32 conferences. So hopefully you're going to have the Ivy League and Conference USA done relatively soon as well. And then we wind up moving into the M's with the MAC, the Metro Atlantic, and then we'll be diving down the board into the S's, the Ohio Valley Conference. So we've got a lot of previews coming up on this podcast as things have really wound down with the transfer portal. Typically in the final segment, I wind up doing news and notes of college basketball, but there's just not a lot of news and notes right now. So it's turning into a lot of just looking forward to this upcoming season. And if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And if you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_41. Keep in mind, letters EM, the meme does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really didn't wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, so let's get into our chat with Tobias on the other side right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now a part of the VEASAN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It is great to be joined by our guest as Tobias Bass does a terrific job of taking a look at the game of basketball over there at The Athletic. He does a great job taking a look at college basketball, but on top of that, for those that like recruiting, he does a great job of taking a look at the stars of tomorrow as well. He's a Texas Tech alum and a man that does a great job of following the game that we love. And to be able to follow Tobias on Twitter, you're able to follow him at Easy Enough. Tobias underscore Bass, so his first and last name with an underscore in between. And Tobias, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Thank you, man, for having me on.
Tobias, it is a pleasure to have you aboard since I know that you do such a good job in terms of taking a look at recruiting. And right now, the juicy story that's happening in college basketball right now, that is the fact that G.J. Jackson, who was the number one recruit for the class of 2023, has decommitted from North Carolina. Now, that doesn't hurt North Carolina for this year, but certainly next year, that does wind up hurting them a little bit down the line. And rumors are it's not official, but I mean, let's call it what it is. It's probably going to wind up happening sooner rather than later, that he's probably going to wind up going to South Carolina and wind up playing for them. Just how impactful is this going to be for South Carolina? Because this is a little bit of a new-look team. They're going through a coaching change with Lamont Paris coming over from Chattanooga. And I can tell you right now, I did not wind up having high expectations for South Carolina as things sat before this news of G.J. Jackson wind up breaking. But, I mean, you wind up adding what was going to be the number one recruit in 2023, and I think it makes this team very intriguing now.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be intriguing. I guess it's funny, you know, they haven't been good since PJ Dozier left and Thornhill left a couple of years ago. So I think they'll be better. I mean, they brought in a few transfers. They brought in, I think, five guys from Illinois, Ohio State, Michi Johnson, and brought in two recruits. So I think they'll definitely be better. You know, they'll probably be, you know, bottom, middle of the pack team. They'll probably be competitive. I don't know if they have enough to try to get into the dance.
And what I think is just so interesting with G.J. Jackson reclassifying as well is that it feels like the track record with these guys that they wind up going up a year, it's very spotty. Like, I would consider Jalen Duren, who wound up being one of the top guys for 2022, reclassified to 2021 last year, I would consider him to be a great success. He wound up becoming a lottery pick. He was able to do a very solid job down low for Memphis. But, I mean, in that same Memphis program, Musa Cisse didn't wind up living up to expectations. Imani Bates, we all remember what happened there. And then you're able to go down the line to someone like a Marvin Bagley, who wound up doing a very good job in the 1 year that he was at Duke, wound up becoming a top five guy. So I think that it's going to be interesting to take a look at this. And it feels like it's really a 50-50 track record with a lot of these guys that they wind up being highly touted, wind up going up a year. And there hasn't necessarily been a whole lot of in between, other than I would consider Cisse to be about as close to in between as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, I would even lean toward the side of it not working out. You look at like Devin Askew, he's going on his third school. Michi Johnson, he's already transferred. You had a couple of guys where it doesn't work out. College basketball is hard. And that last senior year of high school, that's a big piece of part of your development, you know, and they're still kids. They're not physically, sometimes even mentally ready to play. So I would even lean toward that side where it doesn't work. I mean, majority of them, it just doesn't work. It's really, really hard. It's difficult to come in there. And then how we talked about on the last show we did together, it's a chemistry issue. When you reclass and come in there in August, there's a lot of those, you know, team meetings, chemistry building moments that you're missing out on. So when you're able to miss majority of that, that's hard. You're always playing catch up.
And do you think that perhaps Gigi Jackson can be one of those mold breakers and wind up being able to break through? Because I take a look at the names that you want rattling off, and it feels like a lot of the guys that they don't work out, it's more guards. A lot of these guys, yeah, even like a primary scorer, Imani Bates, we'll get into him in a few minutes. But as I said, that was something that clearly did not wind up working at Memphis. We will see how season number two at Eastern Michigan winds up going. But for Gigi Jackson, he's right around 6'9", weighs a little bit over 200 pounds. I think that he's got the athleticism to be able to play college basketball right now, which I think that that's a big part of this as well, which is why I do think that Gigi Jackson can wind up having more success than some of the names of the guys that we rattled off that it did not wind up going so well for them.
Yeah, I think he definitely potentially has a chance. I guess my biggest question mark is what are the pieces around him going to be able to do, and what are their expectations? Are they going to let him come in there, you know, mold and groomer, or are they going to want him to come in there and produce immediately? Because those are two very different things. And he's going to have some struggles. The SEC is loaded. Arkansas is going to be as good as they've ever been. Kentucky's going to have a good team, same with Tennessee. I think there's going to be some, you know, some curves in the ropes like there is for any freshman. But I think he could have an impactful year. Just they're going to be bad. So I don't know what the supporting pieces around him are going to be able to do to help him.
I'm in total agreement with you there. As you're going to be on the podcast, we do have Tobias Bass. And I mean, you take a look at Lamont Paris, the new coach over there at South Carolina, and he did a solid job at Chattanooga, but I think we would both be in agreement. It took a few years for it to be able to get online at Chattanooga. I was fully expecting that to be the case before the Sooners for South Carolina. I still think that South Carolina can have a little bit of a tough time with it because, I mean, not only is Gigi Jackson going to need to make a little bit of a jump up, but I mean, Benjamin Bozeman's Verdonka wise coming in from Illinois, he was in the shadow of Kofi Coburn last season. He was never necessarily a primetime player for that team. Hayden Brown, good numbers at the Citadel, but he's trying to be a 6'5" big man that doesn't necessarily shoot the three well in the SEC. That doesn't sound like a recipe for success. Troy Botten is going to be coming in from Evansville. He was able to be someone that wound up giving the team a little bit of chemistry. We're looking a little bit more at Ibrahim Adiba along with Michi Johnson out there in the backcourt. But, and you mentioned it with Michi Johnson, he wound up having his struggles as well. So I do think that with South Carolina, might not be the best fit for a guy that's looking to come in right away, because he might be in a scenario where he tries to be, and I air quotes here, the man that winds up putting up 20 points and 10 rebounds per game. And even if he winds up doing them, I could see it being hollow production.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be this good or have this type of freshman year, but you look at like a Markel Fultz, Ben Simmons type of year, they pull into those schools. They were bad. Neither of their teams make the tournament, but they were putting up solid and good numbers. They were both, you know, number one overall picks.
Yeah, I do think that it's going to be really interesting to see what happens, because you wind up bringing up Markel Fultz, you wind up bringing up Ben Simmons, and I mean, Ben Simmons, what he's been out there on the floor at the NBA level, certainly has been going well, but we know that off the floor, it's been a little bit of an adventure with him. And with Markel Fultz, I think everyone would be in agreement that he was not worth the number one overall pick, as those were two guys that they wound up being number one overall picks that did not wind up making the NCAA tournament. Other one that comes to mind is Anthony Edwards, that thus far has been able to work out a little bit better. So a little bit of an interesting track record there as Tobias Bass is joining me on the podcast. And then we wound up bringing up another guy that wound up reclassifying last year. Now he's going to be on school number two, and that would be Imani Bates. And I do feel like him going to Eastern Michigan, honestly, when it's all said and done, was probably the best option for him. He winds up going home to Ypsilanti, and he's not going to be in as much of the spotlight. He can really try to rein in his game. I'm not sure your thoughts on Imani Bates winding up going back to Eastern Michigan, but I do think that it is a case when it's all said and done that he probably should not have reclassified. But with the options that he wound up having and how late in the process it wound up getting, I felt like Eastern Michigan, a little bit of a better fit than, say, a Michigan or a Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how he does. I mean, they brought over, you know, Noah Farrakhan. Noah Farrakhan was a high recruit coming out of high school, or at least at one point he was. I believe he was their leading scorer at Eastern Michigan. He comes back, so he'll definitely have some help. But Eastern Michigan, they were bad. They were one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in their conference last year. Expected to be around that this year. They'll be a little bit better when you add in Lamonte Bates. But we've seen this before. We've seen these high-styled recruits. They'll go to a small school, and they really, really do struggle. You look at Patrick Baldwin, Makura Maker. It's hard. It's hard because the guys around you aren't as talented. The expectations are super, super high. And those teams are typically older in your conference. So they've been in college basketball a while. They know what works, how it works. So maybe he'll have a better year. I assume that he will. But, I mean, you look at NBA draft board. This guy, they have him as like a mid to late second round pick. You know, a year ago, they had him being the number one overall pick in this year's class. So to see the dynamic drop off from first to last almost is actually pretty shocking to me.
Yeah, typically guys that wind up being a mid to late second round pick are not guys that wind up finding themselves on Sports Illustrated when they are coming out of high school going into college. So, I mean, it has been a stock drop off, not quite as bad as the stock drop off, in my opinion, or actually it is a little bit worse than the stock drop off that we wind up seeing with Pat Baldwin Jr. because he was able to secure himself a first round pick. Going to be interesting to see how he winds up turning out. But I'm so glad that you alluded to it, because a lot of these guys that they are highly touted, they wind up going down to a little bit of a lower level of play. It has not worked out for a lot of them. So I do think that it's going to be interesting to see what winds up happening there. And I mean, for a little bit less of a comparison, it's more or less just a few different guys that are going to be doing this as well. We're going to be seeing guys going from the mid-major level up to the power conference level, because we did wind up seeing it with the SEC. Six new coaches, and a lot of these coaches, they wind up bringing in a lot of their own. Take a look at what Murray State wound up doing last season. You wind up bringing in Coach McMahon over there at LSU. He winds up bringing with him a lot of the guys that wind up making him successful. Juice Hill is going to be coming along with KJ Williams. You're seeing it with the Cleveland State to Missouri sort of pipeline, as you've got Jamoy Hodge, who's going to be following Dennis Gates over there, a couple of the ancillary pieces like Trey Gomillion as well. You're even seeing it with Chris Jans going over to Mississippi State. Now, we're not seeing as many guys wind up coming with them from New Mexico State, but we did wind up seeing a guy or two wind up following him as well. So that's a program that's going to be utilizing a lot of transfers. And I think that it's going to be really interesting to see how these coaches wind up being able to make the jump, because I know that you're very high on LSU, but I think that a lot of these other programs, they might have a little bit of a tough time, just because going from like the Horizon League, even the Ohio Valley Conference, which I consider to be one of the better mid-majors out there in all of college basketball, that is a big jump. Though the chemistry, I do think, is going to help alleviate some of that jump.
Yeah, I think with some of these programs, you know, they were able to bring in some of their own guys. One, they were also able to bring in some older guys transfer, so the gap won't be as bad as opposed to them bringing in a bunch of freshmen. So I think that will definitely help them. But like we talked about earlier, the SEC is going to be really good. It's going to be one of the better conferences this year, like it was last year. So there's definitely going to be a big learning curve. But I do think out of these programs, I think LSU is just far better off. I mean, from where they started to how they ended up is really incredible. I mean, they had like two guys on the roster, and you parlay that to bringing in two top 70 kids in the country. You steal one from Xavier, Florida, and then you still add in a Sean Phillips, who was an NC State commit. You pull him away from there as well. I think LSU is poised to have a good year.
And I think that Florida is a really interesting team as well. Tobias Bass of The Athletic is joining me on the podcast, because Todd Golden is regarded as one of the best minds in all of college basketball. Mike White, he winds up going to Georgia, so there's really no step up in competition for him. And I think that actually Georgia has a little bit of an upside. We'll talk about them in a minute or two. But that said, with Florida, they bring in Kyle Lofton, who is very solid at St. Bonaventure. We're talking about LSU, and they bring in Alex Fudge, a former four-star recruit. Trey Bonham, I think, might have a little bit of a jump coming in from VMI. But I take a look at what Florida was able to do in the offseason, bringing in Todd Golden. Will Richards is able to follow suit with him. And then on top of that, they wind up bringing back Kyle Castleton as well. They wind up bringing in Castleton down low to be able to help this team out as well. And I think that Florida's in really good shape despite the coaching move.
Yeah, I think they're in good shape too as well. They also brought in a couple of good recruits. Riley Kugel from Orlando, he's a top 100 recruit. They brought him in. Denzel Aberdeen as well. They brought him in as well. So I think they'll be in solid shape. I think they're even going to catch a lot of guys off guard, especially you bring in Kyle Lofton. Kyle Lofton is as steady as any point guard in the country. He's really going to come over there and help them as well. So I think they are in a good position to be successful.
Yep, totally agree with you. And you also wind up bringing in a big man in Chris Castleton that is going to be able to help them out moving forward as well. And then with Georgia, who I was alluding to a little bit earlier as well. I think it's going to be really key for in future years, Mike White to be able to recruit the state of Georgia, because I think that you're in agreement with me. There is a lot of untapped talent that Georgia did not wind up being able to bring in state. Tom Crean was terrible at being able to recruit that state. And thank goodness Tom Crean did not wind up getting the Evansville job. I know that there were a lot of Evansville folks that they wanted Tom Crean. You're better off without him. I will just say that right now. But I mean, I think look what Georgia has been able to do this offseason, and this is not going to be a team that, in my opinion, is going to be a top 25 team or anything like that. But I mean, having to clean up Tom Crean's mess, and you bring in someone like Abardez McBride, who has a double-digit score at North Texas. You wind up bringing in a little bit more of an upside guy in Matthew Alexander Moncrief, who had a good freshman season at Oklahoma State. Wasn't so good as a sophomore. Frank Anselm had some big games down low for Syracuse. It just felt like he wasn't a fit with that style. And I think that Georgia, when it's all said and done, they're going to be able to take some strides forward. And I do think that Mike White, the expectations for him at Florida were just getting to be a little bit too lofty. Now being at Georgia, where the expectations, let's call it what it is, they're not necessarily a basketball school. They're more of a football school. I think that it'll be able to have some mild success over there. And I don't think that Georgia is ever going to become like a power under Mike White, but I mean, respectability at this point is not too bad for this Georgia program.
Yeah, I mean, they can just be respectable. You know, maybe make the tournament. They haven't made the tournament, since KCP left? That's been forever ago. So they brought in some good transfers, like you said. It's interesting. A lot of these guys, these were highly touted guys. A lot of people wanted Abardez McBride, Terry Roberts, Justin Hill, Matthew Alexander Moncrief. These are a lot of guys that people wanted. So for them to get all of them is pretty impressive. You also bring in Kyron Lindsey. He was one of the bright stars at the EYBL last year. You flip him over from UNLV. They did a good job. They did a really, really good job. I was actually impressed with how they were able to do this. So I think that they'll be a tough out and they'll be competitive.
It is a new look out there in the SEC, but I think that it's going to be a very solid look. And I do think that a lot of these programs might take them a year or two. I look at like a Mississippi State, for instance. I love the job that they wound up doing here in the transfer portal, but I do think that it's going to probably take a year or two for them to be able to get online. Missouri, I think, is one of the more intriguing teams out there as well, because they do wind up bringing in Noah Carter, who I think is very big. He was someone that was able to tear it up at Northern Iowa last season. Like I mentioned with Dennis Gates, he does wind up being able to bring in his own. But what I find interesting about Dennis Gates, he's bringing in each of the top two junior college transfers as well, with Sean East being the one that I really take a look at the most, because Sean East, so he's coming in from a junior college program. He was able to put up 4+ assists at two different programs in Bradley along with UMass. And this is a guy that has already proven that he's able to compete at, I'm not going to call it a power level in college basketball, but pretty darn close to a power level in college basketball. And I think that Dennis Gates, it's going to take him probably a year or two, much like he did at Cleveland State. But that said, I think that he is a really good fit over there at Missouri. And I think that Missouri, sooner rather than later, they're going to be able to get back to some respectability and some promise out there in the SEC.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, you bring in Isaiah Mosley. He's one of, three guys, I think, they did a 40-50-90 this past year at Missouri State. You brought in Aiden Shaw, a high four-star recruit. He was a borderline McDonald's All-American. You know, Noah Carter was a good player at UNI. DeAndre Golson at Milwaukee was a good player as well. So I think that Gates is going to do a good job at Missouri. Like you said, it may take a year or two, but he's bringing in dudes. And even for the 2023 class, he already has two commitments. He has Trent Pierce from Oklahoma and Anthony Robinson from Florida. He's doing a very good job on such a short notice.
Yep, he is doing an absolutely amazing job. And a man that also does an amazing job is you, Tobias, because you do a great job looking at the game of basketball for The Athletic. You're doing a great job getting prepped for this upcoming college basketball season. But on top of that, you're taking a look at the stars from tomorrow, doing a good job taking a look at some of these guys as to where they're going to be landing in like the 2023-2024 recruiting classes as well. So love the good people at home. Know it's all that for you and how people can follow on social media and other platforms.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tobias_Bass. That's TOBIS_Bass like the fish. We have some good work coming out at The Athletic. You know, the MLB draft is coming up this weekend, so we're definitely going to be covering it at a high level. You have the MLB Derby coming up, the MLB All-Star Game as well. And we're not too far away from football season, so definitely go ahead and subscribe. I'm sure they're probably going to knock the price down to $1 a month very soon, but at the moment it's $7.99, so pretty cheap for such great content. So go ahead and subscribe.
Yep, the football season, it is coming about. And before you know it, because when it comes to football season, that means that we are getting very close to college basketball season. I know that Tobias much like thank myself. He does a great job of taking a look at everything 12 months out of the year. It is always great to get him on this podcast. So big thanks to Tobias of The Athletic for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN family and podcast. And if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, whatever you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at Junior41. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please send these into the timeline. The other way, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated from there. You're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. Find that 5-star review coming at you guys every single day in the offseason. News and notes of college basketball, along with conference previews, and then in-season picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I will chat at you once again tomorrow from lovely Hawaii. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.